Welcome to Art Speak with Burnaway, an online magazine dedicated to contemporary art. Each week, we engage in dialogue with artists, critics, curators, scholars to bring context to current and upcoming events in the arts in Atlanta. Hi, welcome to Art Speak. I'm Claire Maxwell, and today I'm joined by Jeff Guy, director and co-founder of Twin Kittens Gallery.
In the fall of 2009, a friend of mine, Bob Butler, approached me and asked me if I would exhibit in his space. He had a live-work loft space off of Howell Mill Road. The space was really unique, big concrete bunker. The walls were concrete, the floor was concrete, sort of this cavern. And I created work specifically for the space. And we had a short-run exhibition. And the response was so good to that and to really the event that at the end of it, Bob and I went and had lunch. And he asked me, you know, how to continue, like what's a way forward for this gallery, because we had obviously hit some kind of vacuum or need for the art scene in Atlanta. And so he and I drafted this kind of operational model in which we would really give over power, curatorial power, to a solo exhibiting artist and allow them to curate their own work and show it as they intend for it to be shown, and that we would more or less just select them and then they would take the reins and show their work as they wanted the public to view it. And we chose to go a nonprofit route because we felt like the viewing public should support what we were doing. And we didn't want it to be commercial because we didn't want to have to depend on selling work, because that often mandates the kind of work that we get to see out in the public. And we felt like there should be some sort of different operating model that exists somewhere between nonprofit institution like our museums, our academies, our universities, and the for-profit commercial gallery world. So we are somewhere right there in the middle.
And how do you feel that the gallery is unique in the exhibitions that you guys provide?
Yeah, I would say that where we are unique in Atlanta is that we do occupy that space between those two worlds. The artwork that you see at Twin Kittens is not necessarily always marketable, as you would find in commercial settings. But then the nonprofit institutions that you typically find, like our museums and universities and such, those really cater to an artist that is established, and they give that kind of freedom of exhibition to the artists once they've arrived to this kind of this high level. Maybe they're a more high profile artist, or maybe they have had a long spanning career. And we felt like these mid-career artists deserve the opportunity to have a solo show on their terms, and we the public get to benefit from what we see. That's kind of our unique niche here in Atlanta.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for letting us know a little bit about the background and the insight into how Twin Kittens really works. We'll be back next week with Art Speak, and thanks for joining us.